Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Meseches Kerisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Kerisis Daf Gimel. The Gemara, the beginning of Gimel Amud Aleph, Omar Ebelozer, Omar Eboishir. Kol Mokim Shatom Moitzei Beis Lavin, anytime we'll find in the Torah two Lavin, the Koris Echod, Chalek Chatos Beinem, Nezachilu Chatos, Umayhi Mefatim Vesoch. And the Gemara says that Mefatim Vesoch, even though in the Torah there's only one chorus mentioned on both of them, but since there's Shnei Lavin, there's two separate Lavin, this alone is enough that if the person does both of these Averis, Behel on Achas, he's going to be Chayiv two separate Chatois because of this Din, that Lavin or Mechalkin, he has two separate Lavin, this is enough to say that he's going to be Chayiv two. And even though there's only one chorus, says the Blazer Be'erushia, the Lavin are alone enough to be mechalik and to say that he should be chayev two chatois. The Gemara asks, the Lavin mechalkin, therefore why do we need a posuk by Achoisoi to teach us the din, which is mentioned earlier, the end of basement base, that we learn from this posuk, that Achoisoi is lechalik. Anyway, the Arayis have a separate Lav, so lechoyer, according to the Svar of Eblazer or Eberushia, there should be enough of a reason, because of the Lavin themselves, this should be the Sibah, the reason why they should be chayev two chatois. And answers the Gemara and the Chonami, be'emes, the reason by Arayis, what we find that the person is going to be chayev, each elver himself is going to be chayev, even though he does them all, behelom achas, he's chayev a separate chatos, like the Gemara says earlier from Rabbi Yochanan, in Mosan Kulon, behelom achas, he's chayev al kol achas ve'achas. This is because of this halacha, that lavin on mechalkin, we do not look at the chorus, everything depends on the lav, and as long as there's a separate lav, this alone is enough to say that he's going to be chayev a separate chatos. And the Gemara goes on and explains why we need to have extra psukim of Ebitzchok and according to the Rabbonon with a different gersois over here mentioned in the Gemara and in Shittas Rashi. Now the Poshut Pshat in our Gemara, the understanding normally, Rabbeinu Gershom over here says clearly this Pshat, that the idea of Lavin Mechalkin is similar to the Gemara in Amud Beis, we're learning Gimel Amud Beis, which Shlokish holds that even Misa is also Mechalekes. If it's a separate Misa, one of them is Skila, one of them is Chenek, this alone is enough also to say that there should be two different Chatois. And this is the idea which we found earlier, and we're going to learn later on in Daf Tesvov, the idea of Shemois Mechalkin, Gufin Mechalkin. We have many different kind of ideas of Mechalkin, Chiluk Chatois, things which can go and be mechayev the person a separate chatos, even though we have something to go and put them both together because only one chorus, or for whatever other reason is alocha of a mechalik, like the Gemara later on tells us tamchuyin mechalkin. So too we have over here a new idea that lavin mechalkin, the fact that there's two separate lavin, also is enough to be mechalik. And explains to me Nugeshim, since over here we have lavin mechalkin, now we can look at it keilu, it says a chorus, a separate chorus on each avir, and Mefatim has his own chorus, and Soch has his own chorus, even though actually in the Torah there is only one chorus mentioned, but because of this klal of Lavin Mechalkin, we can look at each avir on its own, and has its own chiyuv chorus, and therefore, b'shoigeg, each avir is going to be Mechayev, its own chiyuv chatos. This is the poshut understanding over here, in the Gemara of Eblozer Be'Yoshia, that Lavin on Mechalkin. But Be'emes in Amchaim Oize in Achiezer, in Chile Gimel, at the end of Simon Pei Beis, he brings down a very yesuidistic mahalach from Reb Chaim Brisker, answering a question for Reb Kveiger, and Reb Chaim is mavur that he understands our Gemara in a total different oifen, a different way, totally to understand this halacha of our Gemara of Lavin Mechalkin. Reb Chaim over there is going to answer the kasha of Reb Kveiger, a strong question Reb Kveiger asks on the Mishnah in Yevomis, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Over there the Mishnah discusses a case where someone has two noshim, two women, he was Mekadesh, two separate people were Mekadesh, two separate noshim, and they got mixed up. The Loshon of the Mishnah is Hechlifu. They were mixed up, it sounds like in the Loshon of the Mishnah that this was intentional, and it was amazed over here that they mixed them up, and the Gemara discusses the various cases and how many chatois the people over here can be chayev in this mix-up which happened in the two noshim. The Gemara over there asks the kasha that l'chayev, since we're discussing chatois, which as we know come in a case where the person was over avera b'shoigeg, then why does the Mishnah over there use a loshon of hechlifu, which would seem that this is intentional, which would be amazed and there's no chiyuv chatos? Says the Gemara over there, the Mahalach of the Gemara to go and explain why we have a case of a Chivas Chatois. The Gemara discusses how do we have a case of Chatos if Hechlifu Tanan, which would seem it's amazing. Asks Rabbi Kivega over there in Chedusha Rabbi Kivega in Yivomis Daf Lamed Gimel that Lechoya, what is the Gemara's question? That the Loshen of Echlifu will be mashma, that the person is amazed, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv v'koyis. L'choyer, we could still find a case where the person intentionally doesn't have area, and afal pikein even so, he could still be chayiv v'korbin, and he's still considered a shoygig. And this is with the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which we find in Shabbos, Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that there's a case of a person who's mazed belav. He's hizid belav. He was over bemazed, he knew that there was Issa in the Torah, and he was amazed. But he didn't know that this lav is actually a lav sheyesh boi koyis. He didn't know this chelik, this part of the lav, the chumah that has koyis, this he didn't know. Says the Gemara, he's a hizid belav, b'shogag b'koyis. Over there says Rabbi Yochanan, that since this person was a shogag b'koyis, this alone is enough to say that he's chayv v'chatos, because shigagas koyis, shmosh goga. The fact that he was a shogeg in the koyis alone is enough to say that he should be chayev v'chatos. Therefore, asks Rabbi Kivega, the fact that the Mishnah uses a lashon of echlifu, which would seem that the person knew about the aveira and he did so intentionally, even so, there could still be a chiyuv chatos in a case where the person didn't know that these areoyas over here in the Mishnah have a chiyuv of koyis, and therefore he's included in someone who's a hizid belav, v'shogag b'koyis. Why does the Mishnah hold that Hechlifu is a steerer to be chayev a kol mechatos if he's doing so? Amazed, l'choyer according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a case of a hizid belav v'shogag b'koyis. This is Rabbi Kivega's kasha over there in Yevomis Daf Lamed Gimel. Comes Reb Chaim over here in Achiezer in the end of Siman Pei Beis. He says he heard this from Reb Chaim in the days in Velozhin. Still says Reb Chaim Oizer that Reb Chaim said that be'emes one can argue and say that this svar of Rabbi Yochanan will not apply when we're discussing the Dinei Aroyos, which is over there in the Mishnah in Yevomis. Because as we find in our Gemara by us, in Krisus Daf Gimel, the Gemara explains that be'emes we need to have a chiluk, a posuk, and a makoi to teach us this halacha, that if someone is over many various averios of Aroyos, he's going to be chayev a separate chatos on every avera the person is doing. And the Gemara tells us, the maskona by us in the Gemara, Blazer by Beishia, the reason why by chayve aroyis we have a separate chatos is because of this klal, that lavin or mechalkin, each separate lav alone is enough to say that this person is going to be chayve a separate chatos, just like we find by mefatim v'soch. Memela says Reb Chaim, over here it comes out by aroyis that the reason why he's going to be chayve a separate chatos is because of the din that it has a separate lav. Memela, even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that the shgoga, the person can be considered a person who's doing a maisa avera b'shogeg, even though he was hizid belav, and he's only a shogeg in a koris, this is also enough to consider the person being over a maisa shogeg. But over here, since the reason why he's chayv a separate chatos is because of the lav, it's lav in mechalkin, therefore over here, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that he has to make sure that the shogeg is an ex in the lav itself. And in a case where the person was amazed in the lab and the shogeg was in the koris, this won't be enough to be mechayev in a separate chatos. And in the Mishnah over there says tezayin chatos. This will not apply in a case of a biyichno where he's hizid belav. And only if we're going to have a case of a shogeg in the lav, then we can have separate chatos because of our gemara of lav in mechalkin. This is a chidush of Reb Chaim. That our gemara of lav in mechalkin is going to only be in a case where the person had a shogeg in the lav itself, not in a case where he was a shogeg in the koris, even though normally Rabbi Yochanan holds a shigegas koris, shmosh gogo. Explains the Aviyazi, Reb Shach and Aviyazi in Sanhedrin Peik Yudalit. He brings down this Reb Chaim, Oizo B'shem Reb Chaim, and he explains that it seems that Reb Chaim over here understands the klal of lavi mechalkin differently than we said earlier from Rabbeinu Gershom, from the Pashtus Pshat in the Gemara. Because normally we would understand that the mere fact that there is a separate lav in the parsha is alone enough to consider the Torah ke'ilu, it says the koris in each separate place, in mefatim and in soch, and in every erva by itself, this alone will be enough to say that lav in mechalkin. And then there will be no svara to go and say that Rabbi Yochanan over here should be moider, that the shgoga Chazon Nekoyis will not be enough. He has to have a Shkog on the lav. It seems, says the Rabbi Ezri, Pshat in Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim understands over here a new understanding in the Gemara of Lav in Mechalkin, that the idea is that sometimes the Chiyuv Koyis, even though we know the din is that the Choyvas Korban Chatos only comes with a lav, Sheyesh Boy Koyis, so Memela, normal lav, which doesn't have Koyis, there's no Choyvas Chatos, only in a case where we have a lav, Sheyesh Boy Koyis, it would seem normally that the Koyis is the Sibber, the cause of the Choyvas Chatos is because of the Koyis. But over here, we can sometimes have a case where the lav is actually the cause of the chivas chatos. Because over here, we have a separate lav, the lav in mechalkin, and therefore the lav is a mechayiv of the kois, of the korban chatos, since this lav has a chima of the kois. Therefore, we can look at the lav, kilu, the lav itself is alone enough to be mechayiv a korban, and therefore, the reason why it's actually chayiv two korbanos over here, by mefatim v'soch, it's because the lav itself is the mechayiv of the korban. Not just like we're using him for a svara that he can be mechalek, as if the koris it says by mefatim and the koris it says by soch. We can leave the koris only one koris. And even so, we can be mechayiv two chatois, because each lav itself is the mechayiv of the chatos. It's chayiv now because of the lav. It has the chayiv of the koris, and therefore the lav itself alone is enough to be mechayiv the korban. This is the reason why it's going to be chayiv barioyis. And therefore, says Aviezi, this is the svara that Chaim understands, that over here, in a case where the person was a shoigig only on the koris, it won't be enough. Because the idea of the shkoga of the koris of Rabbi Yochanan, the idea is that the person is a shoigig in the mechayiv of the korban. This is why Rabbi Yochanan holds that the shkoga of the koris normally is enough. But over here, where the mechayiv is not the koris, the mechayiv, as we explained, Reb Chaim understands by the lav in mechalkin, the mechayiv of the koris is actually the lav. Therefore, the shgoga, which is the chayiv of the korban, is actually a din. In the lav, he has to make sure that over here is a lav in mechalkin, he's going to be a shugig in the lav, and it won't be enough, he's going to be a shugig in the koris, because over here, the lav is mechayiv the korban and not the koris. This is how you see Reb Chaim understands a mechudishtig idea over here in our pshat in the Gemara in lav in mechalkin. Now, the Iker Pshat, which Reb Chaim understands in a Yochanan Svara, that a person who's a Shoigig only in the Koyis alone is enough to be Mechayiv him a Korban Chatos, the reason is because the Koyis is Mechayiv him the Korban. This Svara we find also in Oyis Ameach. He says this Svara in Trumeris in Perik Vov Aloch Evov, that the reason why Reb Yochanan holds the Shigigas Koyis Shmosh Gogo is because the reason why he's Chayiv a Chatos is because of the Koyis, and therefore this alone is enough to consider the person being over an Aveira b'shoigig. And Mamela, this is Reb Chaim's reasoning, that by us, the lav is mechayiv of the korban. Now even Reb Yochanan is going to agree that we have to make sure the person is a shoigig on the lav itself. But it seems in Reb Chaim that this svara of Reb Yochanan and using our Gemara by lav in mechalkin to say that the korban chatos is because of the lav, this lechoyah only works with the svara earlier we said on the shitta of Rashi and the Rambam in Daf Beis, that they hold that the din of the korban only comes in a place where we find the lav. But according to the other Rishonim, we're all that there's no halacha at all that we have to have a lav when we discuss the din of the korban. There's a din of korban in boy loy boy azhara, like the Gemara says in Makkos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Therefore, lechoyah, the lav doesn't come in at all over here when we're discussing the chivas korban. It would be difficult to say that in a case of a lav in mechalkin, then the chivas chatos has something to do with the lav, which normally the lav is totally irrelevant when we're discussing the chiyuv korban according to the day of the other Rishonim. This is a point over there that Avi Ezri points out in Sanhedrin in Perek Yud Dalet. But the Shach over there in Avi Ezri asks a very strong question over here in the Mahalach of our Gemara on this chiddush of Reb Chaim, because says Avi Ezri, it comes out a chiddush that there's a difference in the din of lav in mechalkin, that over here Reb Yochanan agrees that the shgoga, the person has to be a shoigig in the lav itself, like we explained, since now this is the mechayiv of the korban. Says Rabbi Ezri, if we would learn the din of the chiluk chatois by aroyos from the din of Reb Yitzchok, the reason why the person is going to be chayiv many different chatois in the case of the aroyos of the Gemara earlier and based on its basis from the Mekor of Reb Yitzchok, of Yotza Achoisoy, or according to the Rabbonon from the Elisha, then the din would be that this chiluk chatois is not a din to change the mechayiv of the korban, The korban remains the chiyuv because of the koyis, and the chiluk chatois is a gzeris hakosuv. Memelo will come out that in this case, even though he's amazed only on the lav, but he's a shoygig on the koyis, this will be enough for Rabbi Yochanan to say that he's going to be chayiv a separate chatos. Whereas now Reb Chaim explains in this new din of lav in Mechalkin, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that in a case where he's amazed on the lav, he's not going to be chayiv a chatos. Memela asks Avi Ezri, how does the Gemara ask a question by us that if we have this din of a blazer of Rishia who says this klal of lavin mechalkin to teach us the din that lavin alone are enough of a cause to be mechayiv in mechatos, then why do we need to have the chiluk chatois of a bitzchok? L'chayir says Avi Ezri, we need to still the posuk to teach us this halacha, allowing this din to apply even in a case where the person is going to be amazed on the lav. Because as Reb Chaim explains, now that we learn this halacha from Lavin Mechalkin, the din does not apply in a case of hizid belav. If the person is amazed on the lav, he's not going to be chayev a chatos. Whereas if we learn the pasuk from the chiluk chatois from Reb Yitzchok, or from the pasuk of the Rabbonon, then the din would be even in a case of hizid belav, and it would seem in the Gemara that there's no difference where we learn this halacha of chiluk lavin, which l'chayu according to Reb Chaim, that comes out, there is an afkamina la'alocha. This is a kasha which Avi Ezri over there asks in Sanhedrin, and he says, he argues also on the Avona, and he says that the pashtus of the Gemara over here would be seem that the reason of lavin mechalkin is not a new idea, that we have a new mechayev, a new cause over here to be mechayev in a korban. It is only a din, that it is a svara in the chiluk chatois, similar to other svaras we find all over in the Gemara's coming up, in the svaras of chiluk chatois, by tamchuin, by gufin, by shemois. So too we have over here a svar of lavin mechalkin, which would seem also by us in Rabbeinu Gershom, he understands this Gemara. Mamela, we have over here the pashtus of the Gemara, like Rabbeinu Gershom, but Reb Chaim over here discusses a very yesodus to Gemalach in the whole Gemara of understanding lavin mechalkin, that when we have a separate lav, the reason why the person is chayiv a korban is actually because of the lav and not because of the koris, and therefore Reb Yochanan will agree that over here we have to make sure the shoygig is actually in the lav itself, a chidush, which Reb Chaim Oizer brings down, b'shem Reb Chaim Briske. Now moving on to the next Gemara, the Gemara continues on and tries to understand the case of our Mishnah that's mentioned, that we have Lamed Vav Krisos. Says the Gemara, Tana b'may kochoshiv. E begavre, if we're discussing Gavre, the male, the Zohar, says the Gemara, dal ho isha nirvas. Or if so, we have to take off the case of isha nirvas. And then Ubotzra Lochoda, and then we're missing one of the creases. Says the Gemara Ibnoshe Kachoshiv. If we're gonna say that the Mishnah is referring to the lady, to the Isha, the case of the, all the cases of the Lamed Vav creases, says the Gemara, if so, we have to take away the case of Abba Al Azoch, Bala Behema, Ubotzri Lohintarti, and then we're missing two creases. And the Gemara continues on, and the Gemara explains that we're talking about Gavriel, and it's going like Zishita of Ebishmol. The Gemara's question over here says that if we're discussing a case of the Isha, then we're actually going to be missing two Lavin over here. Because the Gemara says we do not have the case of Abba al Azocher, and also we do not have the case of Abba al Behema, because it is already included in Isha Mavio Behema Oleo if we're discussing the case of the Isha. In the Shita Mekubetzes over here, in Oisyud Gimel, so too in Ashmotes and Oisyud Daled, there's a few Chidushim which are very famous from the Shita Mekubetzes over here at the beginning of Krisis, which is the Shitta asks over here questions on our Gemara if the Mishnah by us of the Lamed Vav Krisis is referring to the Isha, and the Shitta has some problems over here with some of the Krisis. The first question asks the Shitta that if we're going to say the Mishnah is referring to the Isha, L'chayra one should ask, why doesn't the Gemara ask his question that there's another Krisis which L'chayra will not apply to the case of the Isha? And this is the case of a moilich benoi l'avodah zarah. Someone who takes his child to the avodah zarah, he's a moilich benoi. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah tells us, this is one of the creases over here mentioned in the Mishnah. Says the Shita Mekubetzes Achidush, that in the Loshon of the Pasuk we only find, the Pasuk says, anoisei mizaroi l'amoilich, which would seem, we're discussing the case of the Ish, the father is the one who takes one of his children, the moilich, then he's chayiv koris. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, it would seem that the Isha, the mother who takes one of her children, le moilech, is not going to be chayiv koris. Mameila, the Gemara should ask that if the Mishnah is discussing the Isha, then Lechoyah we're already missing also another case of the Krisis, which is this din of a Moilich Mizari La Moilech, which says the Shittim Ukubetzes, a Chidush only applies to the man and not to the mother. The mother who's going to be Moilich is actually not going to be Chayiv Koris. The Iked din of the Shittim Ukubetzes, the Kesei Yeshua already points out over here in the Sefer, so too the Rogachova, in the Tzofnas Paneach, in Parshas Vayikra, in Peyek Chof, Posuk Beis. They say that it's mafurish by in the Torah's Kohanim, in the beginning of Pashas Kedoshim, the beginning of Perek Yud, it says over there mafurish hadrosha that the Isha is also chayiv if she takes her son lemoylech. So too the Chinuch paskins this way clearly in Mitzvah Yish Ches, that this din applies both to the Ish and also to the Isha, the mother who's going to be taking a child is Chayiv Koris. The Ravid seems over there in the Torah's Kohanim, he has a different Pshat in the Torah's Kohanim, but the Pashtus is that the din of the Shittim Ukubetzes is a Chidush that is Medayik, the Loshon of Mizari, to say that this applies only to the man, to the father, and not to the mother. The main Shaila over here, what is this discussion? What should be the Svar over here to say that it's a Gzeis HaKosuv of the Shittim Ukubetzes, that only the father and not the mother? Explains the Mishchas Shemen in Chelek Aleph Yisimen Kuf Mem Vav that Be'emes in the Iker Din of Moilech we have in the Machlokes a very Yesodis Diga Machlokes in understanding the Avera of someone who's Moilech Mizari Oila Moilech. And says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samech Dalad Omed Aleph that over there the Mishnah tells us that someone who's Oived Avida Zorya he's Chayev Skila. So too, someone who's Mavi Mizari Oila Moilech, he's also Chayiv Skila, and this is mentioned separately from the case of someone who's Oived Avida Zorah. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin that it seems that the Mishnah understands that someone who's Moilech Mizari is not considered a Oived Avida Zorah. And he holds that Moilech Lav Hainu Oived Avida Zorah. It is not considered someone who's being Oived Avida Zorah, and therefore the Mishnah says two different cases of Skila, one case of Avida Zorah and another case of the Averia of the Moilech. This is the din of a Moilech Lav Hainu Avida Zorah, the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin, Samech Daled Omed Aleph. The Be'er Sheva points out earlier in Daf Beis that this seems to be also the Shitta of our Mishnah. We also have two separate Koris, one Koris of Avida Zorah and another Koris of the Moilech. It would also seem that our Mishnah understands that Moilech is not actually someone who's Oved Avida Zorah. But the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin tells us that Amai says Machlokes about this point. And there is a mandoma over there who holds that Moilech is actually the Avera of being over David Zorah. And Rashi over there explains that the reason why we need to have a new Pasuk in the Torah is because even though this David Zorah is Ein Darko Bekach, this is not normally the way he would serve this David Zorah, and therefore if not for a Pasuk, he won't be Chayev. Says the Pasuk that Moilech Mizari La Moilech is Chayev even in a case where this is not the way of serving this Avida Zorah, he's still going to be Chayev, but the din of Moilech is actually a Chiyuv because of the idea he's considered someone who's being Oived Avida Zorah. When Moilech comes out, we have a Be'emes Avayu Yisidis in Machlokes over there in the Gemara, in understanding the din of Moilech, is Moilech an idea of Avida Zorah, even though it's in Daruka Bekach, but he's still Chayev, and it's an idea of Avida Zorah, or live Hainu Avida Zorah, and the Gemara over there explains that this means that the Moilech is a Chiyuv because of Chukais HaGoy, he's doing, and he's copying something which the Goyim do. This is one of the Chukais HaGoy, and even though the Avira of Chukais HaGoy is not Chayev Koris, there's no Kol Mechatos, but over here on this Maisa of Mavi Mizari La Moilech, this Maisa, which is a Chukais HaGoy, the Torah has a Akpoda, a special Kpeda, and he's Chayev Koris because he's doing a Maisa of Chukais HaGoy. And this is a machlokes over there, if he's considered someone who's over David Zorah, or he's considered someone who's being over a Issa of Chukais HaGoy. Memele explains the Mishchas Shemen, this could be MS depend in understanding this machlokes we have over here by us, if the Isha, the mother, also is going to be Chayev, just like the father. Because if we understand that a din is actually considered the act of a Maisa Avida Zorah, then it is possible that the Isha also is going to be Chayev, just like we have a din of a Oived Avida Zorah. She's also Chayev, Isha, there's no difference. She's also Chayev to be Oved Avida Zorah. Whereas if we're going to say that the Avera of Mavi Mizari La Moilech is not because of Avida Zorah, but it is because of the Chukais HaGoy, then we have to discuss and we have to understand to do the same action, the same Maisa that it's done by the goyim, there we have to go and say that if we do the same ma'aser, it's considered a chukis ha'goyim. And therefore, since the pasuk tells us ma'avim mizari la'moilech, which would seem that by the goyim, the idea which they do is only the father takes down the son, therefore the Shittim Mekubetzes holds a svar over here that this din of chukis ha'goyim will not apply to this case of ma'avim mizari la'moilech, and therefore the isha is not going to be chayiv koreis, even though the din is not exist hakosuv, it's not a stamma svara. The idea is because of the chukis hagoy will not apply to the isha if the goyim themselves only do so with the father and not with the mother. Memela, this is the svara of the Shittim Mekubetzes who asks on our Mishnah, as we explained from the Be'er Sheva, it seems on our Mishnah that there's two different averias, there's averia of Avedazara, and there's another averia of Moilech, which is at Chukis Hagoy, and therefore, according to this svara, the Shittim Mekubetzes holds, the isha, it should not be Chayev Koris, only the father, not the mother. This is the question of here, the Shittim Mekubetzes. The first question he asks, a chidush, that the isha of Moilech does not apply to the isha, and not like it says in the Chinuch clearly, that the din applies to the isha also. The second question the Shittim Mekubetzes asks on our Gemara, is also a very big chidush. He asks that there's another chorus mentioned in our Mishnah, which is shoichet umale bachutz. It is avera to do a shchitas chutz, to take a korban, and to take this korban and not to shecht him inside the azora, but to shecht him outside, is avera of chorus. Says the Mishnah, and the Gemara explains, later on in Gimel Amud Beis, there's another avera, separate avera, of umale bachutz, even though the shechita took place inside, but if he takes these eivorim and the behima and his male onto mizbeach bachutz, he's going to be chayiv koris because of the issa of haloas chutz. Now says the Shittim Mekubetzes, says mefurish in the Gemara in Zvochim kuftes amed aleph, that the only avera of haloas chutz is only on something which is roi lovoi lifnim. If the korban is kosher and it is roi to go and be nikrav al gabei amizbeach inside the azora, if someone takes this korban which is kosher outside and is male bachutz, he's going to be chayiv. But if it's something which is not roi to go inside, he's not going to be chayiv outside. Says the Shittim Mekubetzes and in Hashmotes in Ois Yudalet, he explains even more. L'chari over here we're discussing a case of a isha, which the Gemara over here suggests that maybe all the creases apply to the isha. L'chayra, the isha herself cannot do the avodah inside the azor in the Bis HaMikdosh. The halacha is, we can't have an isha doing the avodah, and therefore this meiser of hakrova, that the isha is doing this action, that she's been makriv these evorim outside, if she would do this meiser inside, it actually will be possible. And therefore l'chayra says, a shita svarer, that we cannot go and say that this isha is going to be chayiv because it's einu roi lovoi bifnim, because her action, her maisa, is not actually going to be kosher inside, and therefore isha, amridig a chidush, that isha is going to be male bachutz, is not going to be chayiv koris. This is a svara, the Shittim Mekubetzes has a sofik about it. He continues on and he says maybe not, because maybe just like we find the idea of a bomo, that during the time of kosher, that we're allowed to be makiv bebomo, that halacha is a isha also, says the Shittim Mekubetzes, it's mistaba to say that she's also kosher to be makiv bebomo, but maybe this is enough to go and say that she should be chayiv, and consider the maisa avoida enough that she should be chayiv if she's makiv bachutz during the time of isha abomois. This is the shita of Mekubetzes svar over here. Maybe a isha herself is going to be potter on the isha of aloas chutz. The Maisa, this din also is Mefurish in the Torah Askeranim, in Parshas Achrimois, in Perik Yud, Alocha Aleph. Over there it seems clear in the Torah Askeranim we have a Joshua to teach us this Alocha from Betoichom, that Aisha also is going to be Chayev on Aloas Chutz. This is not mentioned in the Shittim Mekubetzes, who has a Svar to say that maybe the Isha is not going to be Chayev on Aloas Chutz. Now the Ikas Svar of the Shittim Mekubetzes says in Mekur Baruch in Simen Aleph, L'chir, this is very hard to understand, because even though he brings down this halacha in the Mishnah in Zvachim, that we need to have something which is roi lovi bifnim, we need to have a korban kosher, but l'chir, this only applies to the korban itself, and the Mishnah is coming to exclude a case where the korban itself, the beima, became possible, then there's no chiyuv of aloas chutz. But we do not consider the person who's doing the maisa avodah as part of this tanai of the din of roi lovi bifnim. V'araya, there's muchach this way, Because a Zor, a Yisroel, the Halacha is, he's also Chayiv if he's going to be Male Bachutz. This is Mefurish in the Pasuk over there in Pashas Achrimois. The Pasuk says, Ish Ish mi Beis Yisroel, umin Agir Agor bi Yisroel. These are definitely not Koyanim. Agir is not a Koyan. And even so, the Pasuk says clearly, Ashiyala Uilo Yizovach, Vinichras mi Amov, he has also the Isser of Aloas Chutz, and he's going to be Chayiv Kois. Now, if we apply this Svar of the Shittim Ugubetzes, then the same Svar should apply to Azar, Agir, these people, if they do the Avodah Nebis HaMikdosh inside, they're also going to be possible the Avodah, and even so, the Torah says clearly that they're going to be Chayiv if they do the Maisa Aloas Chut, if they do this Maisa outside. So, Bal Kochach, we have to say that the Svar of the Mishnah is only in a reference to the Behemah itself, that it didn't become possible. But we do not include also the Oivet, the person who's doing the Maisa Avodah, the Chayiv, this is not included in this Tanai of Roi Lovli Bifnim, and therefore it's very hard to understand what will be the tzad at all of the Shittim Mekubetzes to say that the Isha should be Potter Bachutz. Why is it different than every Yisrael who's Chayiv Bachutz? And the Mekubi Baruch over there discusses that maybe there's a difference because a Zor, even if he works inside, but it still has a din of Olu Lo Yerdu, there is somewhat a kashrus of the Korban enough to say that if it went onto the Mizbeach, we do not take it down, whereas the Isha is totally possible and Halacha is Olu Yerdu, maybe this is alone enough to say that there's a din of this Halacha, of the din, which the Shittim Mekubetzes says that he should be Potter Bachutz, the Isha, maybe she's Potter Bachutz. Now, on the second din, which the Shitta says, and he mentions Agav, that the din is that in the time of the Heta HaBomois, the Isha also, she's going to be kosher on the Bomo. There's a very big discussion about this point. The Mishnah HaMelech already discusses this in Korban Pesach, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, and he brings down from the Marit in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, that he's medayik this Halacha in Tosfos, that the Isha is actually kosher bebomo, and the din is we do not need to have a kohen, therefore the Isha also can be kosher, not just the Ish, not just the Yisrael, also Isha is going to be kosher in bomo in the times when it's permitted to go and have a krover b'shas heta bomois. Though he's from Neach, in Chagiga, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he brings down the Tesefta, the Loshen, at the end of Zvochim, the Tesefta says the Loshen, Oise Odom Bomo, Al Pesach Hatzeyo, your person can build a Bomo by his Pesach, the entrance to his chotze, umakriv olav, benoi, ubitoi, v'avdoi, v'shivchosoi, says the Oisameach, it says clearly, benoi ubitoi, it says it's also the bitoi who's the isha, the daughter can also be makriv on the bomo. This seems clear, like the din over here in the Shittim Mekubetzes, the Biskirov also, in Chidush Agriz, in Zvochim, Kufyud Beis Amud Beis, he's medayik also from this Loshon HaTosefta, that isha is ksheira bebomo. But the Zichei Yitzchok in his tshuva in Simem Chetz, he says that maybe we can be madche the Loshon of the Tesefta, that the Loshon of Bitoy could be that she can go and be makriv korban al yedei acher, someone else should be makriv her korban. And Bitoy just means that it's the korban of the daughter, even though the actual akrova will take place with someone else, because it could be that Loche is that the Isha is not going to be kosher bebomo, and Rebel Soloveitchik is very marich in the Shuri Agrid in Zvochim Daf Dalet, and he brings down that it could be this is a discussion in Yerushalmi, in Megillah, in Perek Aleph, Aloch Yud Aleph. Over there, it seems to be a machlokes whether the Isha is Kshir Babomo. This is Agav, comes into this Loshon of the Shittim Mekubetzes, in this Chidush that he discusses over here, the Chiyuv of Aloas Chutz, whether Isha is going to be Potter Bachutz, a Meridigas Shitta of the Shittim Mekubetzes over here, increases Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Now moving further on in the Gemara, as we mentioned earlier, the Gemara says that the Pshat in our Mishnah is actually discussing the Zohar, the Gavri Kachoshiv. Then we have a case of the Shloshim Meshesh Krisos. And the Gemara says that the extra Koris is the Koris of the Mishkav Zohar, that is Chayiv, even Habo'al HaZohar, and also the Nishkav, the Nuba, is also going to be Chayiv. And this is where Bavo tells us is the Shittah of Rebbe Shmuel. The Gemara brings down the Machlokes Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Akiva. Both of them agree that in the Issa of Mishkav Zohar, which the Pasuk says, Ve'ezohar le'sishkav Mishkav Ve'isha, is referring not just to the Zohar himself, who's the Revea, who's the Shoichev, but also to the Nishkav. He also has the Avera of this Issa of Mishkav Zohar. This is agreed upon, but the Machlokes between them is where do we learn out this din that the Halacha of Mishkav Zohar applies also to the Nishkav and to the Nirba, not just to the Revea. Rebbe Shmuel learns this thing from the Pasuk of Lo Yiyeh Kodesh, and therefore Bavol says there's two separate psukim, there's going to be also two separate chatois, whereas Rebbe Akiva says this automatically is also included in the Issa of the Ezocha Loisishkav, we learn that it's Loisashkiv, this also is included in the Lav, in the same Lav, and therefore he's only going to be Chayev one. This is the Gemara's discussion over here on the Machlokes between Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Akiva. Says Rashi by us, in discussing our Gemara, that it seems clear in the Gemara that Misvoya, the fact that the Pasuk says the Pasuk, Ve'ezocha loisishkav mishka ve'isha, is only referring to the Reveya, to the person who's the Shoichev, but the Nishkav, the Nirba, is not automatically included in this Lav. And we need to have a new Makor to teach us that this person is also included in the Avera of Mishkav Zocha, the Isa also, the Nirba, the Nishkav is also included. And the Machlekes between Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Akiva is to know where is the Makor to teach us this Halacha, but it is not automatically included in the Avera of Ezocha Loisishkav. Mela asks Rashi, if so, how do we know Bichlal? By all the Arayos of the Torah tells us as a Issa, on the Maisa Erva, how do we know that this Issa applies to the Isha also? And this din we know, the Gemara discusses earlier also, the din applies to the Isha also. How do we know that this din is also by the Nishkav? Maybe it's only by the Zocha, who's actually doing the Maisa, just like the Gemara needs a Pasuk to teach us by Mishkav Zocha, we need to have a new Pasuk to tell us that the din applies also to the Nishkav, to the Nirba. Explains Rashi that by normal arayas we do not need the pasuk because automatically it gets included in the pasuk on the foshois or oisois. The isha is also considered someone who's doing a maisa since she in the maisa is also having hanor. Says Rashi, since she's benefiting from his maisa and she's having hanor from this action, mamela, it is automatically included in the foshois or oisois, and therefore by arayas we do not need the pasuk to teach us that she's also chayiv, and the pasuk is only needed over here when we discuss the issa of mishkav zocho, says Rashi, where there's no avno involved to the nishkav, and therefore he's not automatically included in this avira on the ezocho because of the pasuk on the foshris or oisis. The same svarah we find also in Tosfos in Baba Kama and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos over there explains that the reason why the isha is always chayiv chatos is because she's also been nene, and therefore this includes her automatically into the pasuk of Nefoshes or Oisois, even though normally the Neitomid over here is Mayrich to explain, normally we look at the Isha, that she's only a Karaka Oilom, she's not doing any action, and therefore she shouldn't be included in someone who's called her Oisois, someone's doing the Maisa, but because she has the Anoah, this alone is enough to say that she's also Nechsheves Ka'oisa, like the Loshon of Tosfos over there in Baba Kama in Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Now over here the Shittim Ukubetzes, in Ois Tesvov, he asks an interesting question on Rashi, and he says, the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama in Tesvov Amud Aleph, that in all Averis in the Torah, even though we find that the Torah a lot of times refers to the Pasuk, Beloshin Zocho, the Avera, and the Mitzvahs are given in Loshon of Zocho, but says the Gemara, Hukshu Isha Leish, L'chol HaTorah Kula, there's a Hekesh telling us that everywhere in the Torah, the din of the Torah applies to the Isha as much as it applies to Ish, besides cases where we have clear miutim, like a mitzvah seish azman groma, and various other dinim, but otherwise we have this hekesh telling us that all the dinim in the Torah apply to the isha also, because of the occasion mentioned over there in Baba Kama and Tesvav Amud Aleph. Mamela asks the Shittim Kobetes, why can we not use this klal over here also by Aroyos to say that the isha is chayiv, just like the ish, because of this hekesh of the din of hukshu, zelo zeh, the isha is always hukash to the ish, and therefore she's always chayiv in all the dinim of the Torah, even though the Torah mentions them beloshen zocho. And explains the Shittim Mekubetzes, that here is very different, because normally the maisa, the action, is exactly the same. The ish and the isha, the avir is the same. And therefore, even though the Torah talks beloshen zocho, we have a hekesh teaching us that this din applies to the isha also. Whereas over here in the maisa bia, by all arayas, there's actually two different actions going on. There's a maisa of the reveya of the zocho, who's actually doing the maisa bia, whereas the isha alone, as we said from the Neitomid, there's only a karaka oilom. She is not doing the etzem maisa alone, and therefore this won't be enough to go and say because of the hekesh in the Gemara Baba Kama, if not for the svar of Rashi by us and Tosfos over there in Baba Kama Lamed Beis, to say that we need the hanor of the isha over here in order to include her into the avira, calling her someone who's included in the foshois or oisois, because otherwise she is doing actually a different paula and a different action than the ish, Rishon, and therefore he's not automatically included in the Gemara over there in Baba Kama Tetzvava Medalef. You see the Siginukuda over here from the Shittim Kubetze, it's also pointed out by the Mizrochi, Al-Atiria, Rashi also in Pashas Achrimois, in Vayikra Yud Chetzvav, discusses the Chiyuv of the Isha. Rashi over there brings a different Pasuk, which is mentioned in Yerushalmi, in Sanhedrin Zayin Zayin, the Pasuk from Ish Ish, the Rabbi says Sanakeva, and over there the Mizrochi says the same Svoya of the Shittim Kubetze by us, that if not for a separate Pasuk, we will not automatically include the Isha because of the Gemara in Baba Kama, because over here the action is actually different. The Pa'ula, which the Isha is doing, is different than the Isha, and therefore we need to have a new Pasuk to teach us that the Isha is also Chayiv, which is the Svar also of the Shittim Ukabetzes by us in Rashi. Baal Kolponim, Rashi by us tells us the Svar that this Svar of Hanor only applies in normal Arayos, whereas over here, we're discussing the case of the Mishkav Zocho, says Rashi, the Nishkav, the Nirba, is not actually having any Anor, and therefore they need a Bishmon and a Bakiva, need a new Pasuk to teach us that he's also Chayiv. The Etzem Svar of Rashi uses the Svar also in Sanhedrin, in Nun Chesomet Beis, over there Rashi is discussing Isha, who's Niveles, Shaloi Kedalko, also Rashi says the Svar that there's no Anor, even though over there, this is where Shref and the Gemara in Kedushin, Chav Beis Somet Beis, which the Gemara over there says clear, that even the case of Bia, Shaloi Kedalko, there is Anor for the Isha, but Rashi uses the same Svar which he says by us, Rashi uses in Sanhedrin the Svar also by Bia, Shaloi Kedalko, and the Achrinim over here point out the Ulas Shloimer, so too we find the discussion of this case in Asim and Deraisa in Klal Chav Dalet, that Rashi, who says that over here there's no Anor, it could be that Rashi just means there's no Hanor Merubah, there's not a lot of Hanor, which is different than every Aroya. It's normally the case of an Over. The Isha is also having a lot of Hanor. Masha'in came over here in the case of the Mishkav Zocho, and Rashi also holds the Bia, Shaloi Kedarika. These are cases where the Nirba, the Nishkav, and so too the Isha and Niv'elet is not having the same amount of Hanor as usual, and therefore would not be enough to be included automatically into the Pasuk of Nefoshis or Isois, and we need to have a new Pasuk to teach us that this Isha is going to be Chayiv, and so too over here, in the case of the Mishkav Zocha, the Machlikis, between Ebi Shimon and Ebi Akiva. Now moving forward into the end of the Omid, the Gemara continues on discussing the case of Krisis by Shabbos and by Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says that sometimes it can be that the person is going to be Chayiv many different Koreis. If the Shgoga was actually a Shigigas Melocha, then he's going to be Chayiv. On every separate Av Melocha, he's going to be Chayiv another Koris, and therefore another Chatos. In the case of Shgoga, he's Chayiv a separate Chatos, so too by Avodah Zarah. Also, if it's a Shigigas Avodah, he's going to be Chayiv a separate Chatos on each Avodah itself, because we consider each Shgoga on its own. And the Gemara says that the Mishnah is actually discussing a case where there's only one Koris, because it's a Shigigas Shabbos, he made the Shkoga, he didn't know it was Shabbos, or a Shigigas Avodah Zarah. The Gemara has a difficulty explaining the case of a Shigigas Avodah Zarah where it's a Zodah in Avodahs. The Gemara says, starts off, that if it's Libel HaShemayim, there's no Avera, so too Me'ava Me'ira, is a Machlokes, Abayah and Rava, and according to Rava Old Potter, Ma'i Kelameima, says the Gemara in Amud Beis, at the top of the Amud, the case could be discussing a case of a Oima Muta. He holds that it is Mutter, as she explains. He doesn't know the Averia at all of doing Avodah Zarah. He holds that it is Mutter to be over the Avodah Zarah, and therefore we have a case over here of someone who's doing a Shkoga. He only has Shkoga Achas, he has one Shugig, because he thinks that the Averia of Avodah Zarah is Mutter. And the Gemara explains, the whole Shaila of Rav Avin and Nachman was only if you're going to be Chayiv 1, you'd be Chayiv 2, but everyone agrees that the case of Eima Mutter, he's going to be Chayiv a Kol Mechatos. This is the case over here, which is mentioned in the Gemara, and the Papa continues on, that we can, a very similar case, of a Tinuk Shanishbo, which is also going to be Chayiv Echatos, on one Aveira. This is how the Gemara explains the case of Shkoga in Avodah Zarah, at this stage of the Gemara. Now this Gemara, Be'emes, is a very Seidah Stig in Akuda, that you're Chayiv a Shkoga, and you're going to be Chayiv a Kol Mechatos, a case where he's a Oima Muta. Earlier on in Daf Beis, in discussing the case of a Shgoga, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, that there's a Chiyuv Chatos, over there Rashi explains the normal case of Shogeg was a case where the person made a mistake in the Metzias, he didn't know on what the thing, the piece of the Chaticha was in front of him. The reason why he ate the Chelev, explains Rashi, he thought it was Shuman, he ate the dam, he thought it was Tchoil, so to Shabbos, we actually go through all the cases that he made a mistake in the Metzias, he didn't know he had a factual mistake over here, and this is what caused him to do the Aveir B'Shoigig. Whereas Tosfos is shitter in many places, Baker later on in Daf Yutes Amud Beis, Tosfos understands that any case the person is making a mistake in the Chifet, he's considered a misasik, and he's not going to be chayv a korban, he says Nismait is excluded from the parsha of a korban later on in the posuk of misasik. This is the shitter of Tosfos. And Tosfos holds that a misasik is even in a case where the person is making a mistake in one chaticha alone. Shitas Rashi is that the din of misasik is only in a case where the person is making a mistake between two chafetzim, he has two chatichos in front of him, and his hand by mistake went to the wrong piece of meat, and this is what caused him to be over the Aveira. This is how Rashi explains the case of Misasik later on in Daf Yutes Amud Beis. And this is a very big machlokes, as will be discussed later on in the machlokes Rashi Tosfos, is what's considered a Misasik. And according to Rashi, in one chaticha, this is called a shogeg. Says Tosfos that according to his shitta, that the din of Misasik is even in a case of a one chaticha, then the case of shogeg mentioned earlier in the Mishnais is actually discussing a case of a oimer muta, where he thought he made a mistake in the halacha. He knew exactly what was in front of him. He saw the piece of chilev, he knew it was chilev, but he thought that chilev is mutter. So too all the other krisis in the Torah, all discussing a case of a shogeg of a oimer mutter. This is how Tosfos explains a few places later on in Daf Yutes Amud Beis. But Rashi, earlier in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, said very clearly, Rashi ends in the dinim of Shkoga, Rashi says, a case where the person is a oimer mutter, and he's oiker kol aguf, he holds that the Aveira is mutter, he doesn't know anything about this Aveira, says Rashi, this person is not considered a shoigig, he's considered someone who's an onus, and therefore he's not going to be chayv a korban, and Rashi says the din of shoigig is only in a case where he makes a mistake in the metzias, he thought there's something different, he thought this piece is actually shuman, and therefore he ate it, but not in the case where he makes a mistake in the halacha, because then he's a oimer mutter, and oimer mutter is a oinus. Now, the achrinim over here, many achrinim, the Beis Sheva, earlier in Daf Beis, the Birkas HaZevach by us, in the tshuva of Reb Chaim Veloshino, he has a very long tshuva in Chut HaMashulash, in Simen Yud Gimel, so to the Chasam Sofer in his tshuva, in Chosh HaMishpat Simen Chof Beis, and Be'emes Rishita Mekubet says himself, we had the earlier in Daf Beis, in Ois Yud Aleph, they all ask on Rashi, that Rashi's Yisroi, that Rashi says that Oimer Mutter is not considered a Shogeg, is only considered a Onus, L'chorah, it is neged our Gemara, it's mefurish, not like our Gemara by us in Daf Gimel. The Gemara says very clearly by us that the din of Avodah Zorah is actually the case where he's chayv a kol michatos. We're discussing a case of Oimer Mutter. He thought that it is Mutter to serve Avodah Zorah, and this is the reason why it's considered a Shogeg. How can Rashi say that a Shogeg is only someone who makes a mistake in the chaticha, in the metzias, but not in the case of Oimer Mutter, because Oimer Mutter is a oinus. L'chorah, this is neged our Gemara. Now, the Achrinim already point out that the Gemara in Makkos in Zayin Amud Beis would seem very clear like Rashi, that the din of Oimer Mutter over there is machlokes between Abaye and Rava, and it would seem when we're discussing the din of Golus, the din of Oimer Mutter is considered a oinus, and is not considered a shogeg. But the Achrinim already say that Tosfos, many places, in one place is Shabbos, in Samaches Amud Beis, in Divar Maschil Tinoik, Tosfos explains that the Gemara over there, Bal Kocha, we have to say, is only discussing the din of Golus, but he's not discussing the din of Korbonos, because like we said, this is a shit of Tosfos. Tosfos always holds that the din of Oimer Mutter, this is a case of the Shogeg, that he's going to be Chayv a Korban, not like the shit of Rashi. And we have to understand, what does Rashi do with our Gemara? That the Gemara says very clearly over here, that in the case of Oimer Mutter, he's actually going to be Chayv a Korban. This is a case of a Shogeg, not like Rashi's Svara, that the Oimer Mutter, even Benigea Hilchus Korbonos, is considered someone who's a Oinus. Now to answer the shita of Rashi, says Reb Chaim Veloshin over there in the Tshuva in Chut HaMashulash and Simen Yud Gimel, a very big yisoid in the chiluk of the Oimer Mutter over here in Al Gemara to the Oimer Mutter which Rashi is discussing earlier, that Rashi says the Oimer Mutter is oinus and not called the shogeg. And beemes the ikke chiluk of the Reb Chaim Veloshin we already see in the Tosfos Yom Tov earlier in the Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, he also says this difference in Oimer Mutter. And explains the Chaim Veloshna Be'emes, we have two different kinds of cases that the person is Oimer Mutter. We can have a case where the person never knew that this Aveira is Osa. He's someone like similar to the Tinuk Shenishba, which Rashi also over there in Shabbos Samaches Amud Beis explains that the reason why the Tinuk Shenishba, he's potter from bringing a korban, is also because of the Svara that he's Oimer Mutter, which Rashi explains he's an Onus. The case of the Tinuk Shenishba is actually someone who never knew the Aveira in the Torah we're discussing over here, Aveda Zorah. He never knew there's such an Aveira to serve Aveda Zorah. He didn't know, he never knew Me'oilom Lo Yoda, and therefore he's considered a Imamuta, which Rashi considers this person as being a Onus. He didn't know the Halacha at all, and he never knew this din, and therefore he is not considered a Shoigig, he's not Chayiv to bring a Korbin. The Gemara by us of a Imamuta says that Chaim Velozhina could be referring to someone who one time he did know the Aveira of being Oved Aveda Zorah. He wasn't someone who's a Tinuk Shanishba. There was once a time when he did know the Aveira, and he forgot afterwards, but Meshech Hazman, during the period of time afterwards, he forgot about this Aveira of Aveda Zorah. He totally clean forgot at all, totally about this Aveira, and therefore, this is the person over here in the Gemara who's discussing Oy Memuta, and over here, says Abchaim Elojna, there's a svara to say that this person cannot be considered a Oynes. He's not someone who's oynus because he didn't know the Aveira, that there's such an Aveira in the Torah. Because the mere fact that there was once a time in his life that he did know about the Aveira, therefore this shikha which he had, that he forgot about the Aveira, can be considered now a shoigig. And this is the reason why over here the Gemara says our Imamuta is actually considered a shoigig. We can be discussing a case where someone did know about the Aveira and he forgot later on. Therefore, even though he's a Oyma Muta, he's still considered a Shoigig. And Rashi, earlier, who considered this person a Oynus, is only, like Rashi's Loshen is over there in Daf Beis, he's a Oyma Muta, She'oike Kol HaGuf. He never knew about it originally, and he's Oyke the whole Guf. He never knew at all about this Aveira. He's similar to the Tinik Shanishba in the Gemara in Shabbos, Samachesam at Beis. This is the Chiluk Shubchaim Veloshen explains, and as Tosis Yomtov already says, there's a difference between someone who already knew about the Aveira, and therefore the fact that he forgot does not consider this, we do not consider this person a Oynus, we consider this person a Shoigig, and he's going to be Chayiv a Korban. This is the Chiluk in Shittas Rashi. But as we mentioned, Tosfos is Shitta, that every single Oyma Muta is going to be Chayiv a Korban, and Tosfos explains that the reason why Tinuk Shenishbo in Shabbat Samachet Samet Beis, we find over there Svore in Ebirchna and Shlokish that he's not going to be Chayiv a Korban, is only in a case where the person, the reason why he's Chayiv a Korban, the reason why he's Potter from a Korban is not because he's Oyma Muta, but says Tosfos, the reason is because there's Hukash Lemezid, there's a Hekash over there in the Gemara, that he has to be similar to the person who's Lemezid, who had once some kind of Yediyah, he knew about it, so to the Shoigig, we have to be discussing a case where the person originally, he one time did know about this Aveira, and therefore is considered someone who's a Shoigig. Whereas a Tinik Shanishba, he never had this Yediyah at all, therefore he's Nismait, he's excluded from the parasha of Korban, and therefore he doesn't have to bring a Korban, but says Tosfos, the reason is not because of Oyma Muta, because Tosfos' Shitta is that every single Oyma Muta is always going to be Chayiv a Korban, and Adrei Rabbe says Tosfos, this is the only case of a Shoigig, not like Rashi who says the Shoigig is a case of he made a mistake in the Chaticha, in the Metzias, because Tosfos, all this is considered someone who's a Misasik, and the Chaim Oizer in Chile Gimel in Simon Nun Zayin is very Marich in this Machlokes over here between Rashi and Tosfos, and this Chiluk of Chaim Velozhin over here, the different Oyma Muta we have by us, who someone who did originally know the Aveira, to someone who's Oyma Muta of Oyke Kol HaGuf, like a Tinik Shenishba, which Rashi considers this person a Oynus and not a Shoigig. Now moving further on in the Omid, the Gemara continues on and asks a Shaila Boyimine, Rabbi Yirmiyah Me'ebzeira, Beis Krisois Velav Echod Mau. What will be the Halacha in a case where we have two separate Krisos in the Torah, but they share one lav, there's only one lav between the two of them? Are we going to be chayiv two chatois b'shoigig, or there's going to be only one chiyuv chatos since there's only one lav? And the Gemara discusses, what is the case of shtei krisois v'lav echot, says the Gemara, if we mean the case of shoichet v'helo, which is shchit aschutz and alo aschutz, says the Gemara that whichever man do'oma we have in the beginning of Zvochim, in the beginning of Ashichet v'amayle, we davkuvov over there in Zvochim, there is a definite lav, separate lav for Shchitas Chutz, and a separate lav for Aloas Chutz, and therefore this cannot be considered something which only has a lav echod. And the Gemara continues on and therefore says, the Shaila of Ebimia from Ebzeria must be referring to a case of Shtei Misois, and we have a Shaila whether there's a Chiluk of Misa, the Machlikas, later on, between Ebichanon and Ishlokish, if Chaluka de Misa, Shmo Chaluka, or Loyave Chaluka. It seems in the Maskon of Al Gemara that the Gemara could not find the case of two Krisos velav echod. asks Yom Simcha in the Chiddush Yom Simcha in Sanhedrin in the Afsamechei Omed Aleph, that Lechoya he has a case, the case of the Mishnah, Pigul and Noisa are two separate krisos, like we said in Rashi earlier, Daf Beis. There's two separate krisos, so Pigul has its koris, Noisa has its own koris. Whereas when we come to discuss the lav, this is very clear in the Gemara Me'ila Yudzayin Omed Beis, that they both share one lav. It says in the posuk of Lo Yoichal Ki Kodesh Hu, which is a posuk, and it tells us as horror for the lav of Pigul and the lav of Noisa. Memela says in Meir Simcha, why does the Gemara not say that the Gemara, the Shail of Ebim Yom Ebzeir, is actually discussing a case of two krisos for lav echod, the lav of Pigul v'Noisa, which is only one lav and two krisos? The Chazon Ish in Kodshim Simelam Zayin Tikkaton A, he also asks his question, and he answers that it could be the Gemara holds that since later on in Daf Hei Omed Aleph we would see in the Gemara that there's actually a Gzeir Shover, that we learn out the din of Pigul from the din of Noisar, Ovoin Mi Noisar. Therefore, it could be because of this Gzeir Shover, this alone is enough to say that we consider the Lav which says by Noisar, very clear, separate Lav, this is also a Lav by Pigul, and considered Keilu, the Torah writes this Lav on its own, and it says by Noisar, and it also says by Pigul, and therefore this is the Swar of the Gemara by us, to hold that Pigul and Noisar are not considered one Lav, they actually consider two Lavim because of this Gzeir Shover mentioned later on in the Gemara in Heil Med Aleph. Now this Svara Be'emes we find already in Tosfos in Psochim Chof Daled Omed Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses the din of a Lav Shebichlolus, and over there the Gemara seems that Lav Shebichlolus is not included in the Lav of Lo Yeruchal Ki Kodesh Hu, this Lav of Noisar and Pigul is not considered the Lav Shebichlolus when we discuss the din of Pigul and Noisar, like the Gemara says in Makis of Yud Gimel Omed Aleph, that he gets Malkus for the din of Pigul and Noisar. It would seem that this is not considered a Lav Shebichlolus. And Tosfos over there asks this question, that Lechoyra, since Gemara Me'ila Yudzayin Omed Beis tells us that this Lav is Koilu, it includes the din of Pigul and also the din of Noisar, why do we not consider this Lav a Lav Shebichlolus? And Tosfos over there answers this Svara, that since it's a Gzeir Shover, teaching us that this Lav applies to Pigul also, Memela, this alone is enough to say that it is Ke'ilu, the Torah wrote separately the Lav again by the Isra of Pigul, and therefore is not considered a Lav Shebichlolus. Therefore, this Svara the Chazish uses also in our Svara of the Gemara, he's not going to be Chayiv, one Chatos, and therefore the Gemara continues the Maskona that there's actually no case at all where we can have two krisos v'lav echod, because even Pigul v'Noisar, the Gemara considers Pigul v'Noisar that it is two separate lavin. Now one final point over here on this Gemara and this daf, the Gemara in the Machlokes at the end of the Omed between Rabbi Yochanan and Ish Lakish, the reason why the Mishnah by us does not discuss the koris of Yidoini. And Ish Lakish says the reason is because Yidoini is less boi meiser, hoil ve'in boi meiser, we do not consider this Yidoini to be chayiv part of the koris, which is ein boi meiser, he's not mentioned over here by us in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara continues on and discusses that Be'emes our Mishnah is the shita of Reb Akiva. The Mishnah by us says the Loshon of Divrei Reb Meir, but the Mishnah actually, the Loshon of the Gemara in Yad Yirmah, in Sanhedrin, over there in the Sugya, in San Mechei, he's actually goyis Divrei Reb Akiva very clearly into our Mishnah. But Al Koponim, this is the shita of Reb Akiva in our Mishnah holds that Megadev, even though it is also not a Maisa, it's only a Dibul, he's also going to be Chayiv Koris and also going to be Chayiv Akol Mechatos, even though it's Ein Boi Maisa. And the Gemara explains that Megadev is different because it has a Maisa Zuta, there is somewhat of a Maisa, which is considered Akimas Fosayim, the moving of his lips, is also considered a Maisa Zuta alone enough that Reb Akiva should also be mechayiv a korban, but Masha'in Kain says Ish Lakish, in the case of the Yidoini, there's no Maisa at all, and Ba'oiv also, either there's a Maisa Zuta, according to Reb Akiva, or like the Gemara says later on from Rava, that by Maisa Oiv there's actually a big Maisa, which is Makata Lashed. Therefore, the Reb Akiva holds that you're going to be chayiv a korban, but whereas Yidoini, there's no Maisa at all, he's not going to be chayev a korban, according to Reb Akiva. This is the svara of Ish Lakish over here, that the Mishnah does not mention Yidoini. Now, it's mavu al koponim in the Gemara, that Ish Lakish says that Yidoini is the worst case, it doesn't have any maisa at all, it doesn't even have a maisa zuta. Rashi explains that the maisa of Yidoini, the kishuv which works is, he places a etzem of the chayah, which is called Yodua, He puts this etzem into his mouth, and the etzem, because of the kishuv, automatically starts talking on its own, and therefore this is not considered a meisa, since it speaks on its own later on after it's been placed in its mouth. Now, even though the actual putting the etzem into his mouth is a meisa, the Shittim Ukubetzes over here, he explains in Ois Chafein Ashmotes, that the Maisa is only a Maisa Hachona, this is only preparing the Kishuf, this is not actually the Maisa itself. Later on, the Kishuf happens on its own, is Medabe Me'il of the Etzem, and therefore cannot be considered a Maisa. The placing of the Etzem in his mouth is only a preparation that the Kishuf later on should work, and therefore later on, he's not considered a Maisa, it's only a Dibu, and therefore the Etzem itself is speaking. This is the din of the Gemara that Yidoni is less be Maisa. Now Rashi over here says, this is the Lashon of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Samechei Amud Beis, that he puts the etzem of the chaya of the Yidua into his mouth. The Oruch is Marich even more in the Erech Oiv. He explains that this is actually the chaya, which is mentioned in the Mishnah in Kelaim, in Periches Mishnah Hei. He's the chaya which is called the Adnei HaSodeh, which the Batanur over there is Marich. He's a chaya that he's connected to the floor, and with a chevel to the floor, is tied down, and this chayo, he is called the yadua. If you take a bone of this chayo into the mouth, this is the kishuf of the yadoini. The Rambam, when he brings down this din of yadoini in Avodah Zarah and Pekvav Halacha Beis, the Rambam, first of all, he says that the case of the yadoini is not the etzem of the chayo of yadua, like we said from the Gemara, Pashtas Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Rishonim's Loshon, Rashi Ba'elos, the Oruch, the Batanura from the Mishnah in Kelaim. The Rambam says this is actually the bird which is called Yodua. The Rambam says it's a oif, sheshmo Yodua, and this is the case where he puts the etzem in his mouth. But the Rambam says something else, that the etzem itself is not the actual etzem which is speaking. The etzem causes that the person should automatically start speaking the asidois of what's going to happen. This is the kishuv over here of Yedoini, that by placing this etzem of the oif of Yodua in his mouth, the person himself, this is Mashma and Rambam, that the person starts speaking. And Be'emes, the Shittah Mekubetzes over here, we have to understand the Shittah of the Rambam. If the person is speaking, why can we not consider this person doing a Maisa Zuta of Akimas Vosayim? Over here, the Gemara says that Megadef, according to Rebbe Akiva, is going to be Chayev Korban, because he has at least a Maisa Zuta. So L'chayra, if the person over here is speaking, this could also be considered a Maisa Zuta of Akimas Vosayim. It seems from the Shittah Mekubetzes and Ois Chafei that since the reason and the person speaking is because of the koyach of the kishuf, which is causing him to speak without any deah, the person doesn't have any seichel, he talks automatically, even though his lips is actually moving, the person himself is speaking, and not the bone speaking from his mouth, but this is not considered a case of Akimas Vosayim, which is different than a case of Megadeh, if the person speaks from his own free will, he's actually moving his lips, with his Deya, with his Kavona, whereas over here, in the case of Yedoini, even according to the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to say that the person speaking, but says the Shittah Mekubetzes a Svara, this alone is not enough to be considered Akimas Vosayim, and therefore, he is not considered someone who's doing a Maisa, this is only by Megadev, and therefore Ishlokish says that Yedoini is ruled out, even according to Shittas Rebbe Akiva, he's aim by Maisa, and therefore he's not going to be Chayev Korban. Interesting machlokes over here on understanding the Kishuv of Yedoini between Rashi and the Oruch and the Shittah of the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.